All right, hey guys, I am Mason with Harry, and this is the Accent Avenue podcast, and today we actually have a guest, and his name is Brandon, or more popularly known as on YouTube as the Friesen Factor. So,
more popularly known, okay.
Yeah, more popularly, yeah, his 60 subscribers or so.
More popular. I'm pretty sure more people know me as Brandon, but okay.
Probably, but still. So, okay, right before we started the podcast, we were talking about, like, what I sound like I look.
Or a douchebag.
Okay, yeah. That's what I sound like. So, okay, go ahead and just describe me as best as you can, just from
base.
Well,
I just did. It's your turn, Harry.
Okay, Harry.
Well, when I first got into a Skype call with you, I could imagine you kind of average size, black kind of... dark brown hair, and I don't know. Like I didn't imagine you fat. I don't know.
I did. Actually, I imagined you quite muscular, to be honest.
I imagine you like normal size, kind of. You know, just. I don't know. That's all I thought. I just thought that you were kind of tallish. I thought your style was like, you know, just, I don't know, a hoodie. Kind of thing, just with a t-shirt on. That's how I imagined you.
Oh my god. And the thing is whenever me and Harry Skype together, like 95% of the time, I have food next to me. Like literally, whenever we're playing Payday, I was going, and a hamburger in my mouth. Oh, that's great. But,
What is this, Mason? Your autobiography?
Pretty much.
Oh, no, it's an audio biography because it's a podcast.
Yeah.
All right.
Brandon, I don't know if Harry actually heard, but Brandon has talked to Captain Sparkles on Omegle.
Yeah, that was pretty magical.
I feel cool just knowing a guy that has talked to a guy that I watch on YouTube.
That's pretty cool.
I'm famous now.
Yeah, he is.
What were you like when you first met him? Like, when you saw him, what was your reaction type of thing?
All right, let me break it down for you, real simple here. Okay. It was a dark and stormy night.
Okay.
It had been about, I want to say, 3 hours on Omegle, even though it wasn't nearly that. And I'd went through so many really awkward people. Only saw a few penises, though, which was okay.
Okay.
After, I want to say, realistically, 45 minutes of those penises and awkward people, there was a bright light. And I could faintly make out at the end of this hallway where that bright light was coming from, there was a boat coming. And inside that boat was treasure. And that treasure was Captain Sparkles.
Oh, that's... Oh, okay.
And he disembarked from that boat, and he came and talked to me. And he said, "Hey, dude." And you know what I said?
What?
I didn't believe it and accidentally skipped the call. And then I got really mad.
But no, Captain's... Because there's actually a video of it for Captain Sparkle's 5 million subscriber special. He has this like picture in his hand of Captain Sparkles, and he's holding it up to his webcam. Did you ever skip that?
I skipped it twice.
You skipped it twice.
I didn't think it was him.
Wow. God. Okay. And then in the video, he literally goes, Captain Sparkles picks back up the picture, and he goes, "Don't be that guy." And he goes, "I'm gonna be that guy."
Just describe the whole video for them, Mason.
Well, now they don't have to watch it, so.
Detail.
So, I mean, in the video, Captain Sparkles also meets Bodell, and then he meets this chick with blonde hair, and then he meets this kid. No. Alright,
Well, you said earlier about your Walmart experience, Mason.
Oh, dude, I hate... Oh, shut up, dude. I don't even... Honestly... Oh, fuck Walmart. Just that's how much I hate Walmart. Fuck Walmart. Okay. Your uncle's name is Walmart?
Yeah. You got a problem?
Yeah, I do. I do.
Me IRL, bro.
All right. Okay, I will. I'll come to your house and kiss you directly on the face. All right. Dude. That's awesome. I hate Walmart so much because whenever you, well, it's Asda for you right, just Harry?
Said that to get out of that part of the conversation.
Asda, Sainsbury's, stuff like that, you know.
Yeah, Asda is Walmart, right? It's just called different things in the UK.
Yeah. I would classify it as the, or the one near me anyway. Carry on, sorry.
All right. But no, I just hate it completely. I don't go to Walmart because of everything there. I think Walmart was purely made for douchebags to go in their pajamas and go, "This is my stuff."
They're gonna sue you for like.
I hope they do. I hope they do. That's how much I hate Walmart. I want them to care about my opinion. oh my God! Now that I say that,
if you don't care about them, why do you want them to care about you?
Because I hate them that much. That's how much I hate them. Okay. Your logic. All right. Here's an example.
Get out.
Remember how I told you about? Well, I can't see her real name. Delilah or Daisy, right? That's what I said it was going to be.
Delilah, what's it like in New York City?
All right. No, remember I told you about the chick Daisy? That's what we're going to call her. I can't say his real name. We'll say Dylan. That's his name. And he's one of my friends in real life. And the thing is he has a girlfriend that he's never met in real life, okay? So, like, they live in completely two different states. I think they live, like, 1,700 miles away from each other. Pretty fucking far.
Holy shit.
Yeah, they live pretty far away from each other. So, and then I was talking about Daisy. I keep wanting to say Delilah for some reason. So I was talking about Daisy, and I was just making fun of Trey, and then all of a sudden Trey goes, "Oh my God, Daisy just texted me on Skype and says she hates you." I was completely fucking fine with Dylan dating Daisy until she said, "Oh, I hate Mason." The fact, not because she hates me, I don't care the fact that she hates me, but the fact that she took an effort to go, "I don't like this kid. I'm gonna give my opinion. I don't care about your opinion. You could have just gone on with your day." No, you took the effort to go, "I don't like this kid." And that's what makes me mad. Now I completely hate that chick. I hate her so much. Oh my God, I completely hate her. Oh, Jesus Christ.
A girlfriend, huh? I have a girlfriend on Dungeons & Dragons Online. She's a level 50 ranger. She can talk to bunnies.
Oh, that's great.
By the way, your little rant there made you sound like, so much like Dr. Phil.
Wow, awesome. I like that. Great.
Oh,
I'm Dr. Phil.
How do you pronounce your last name?
That's a good DeRocher?
Question. DeRocher? Dr. DeRocher. That sounds like a German show.
Well, the thing is, it's French, so it would be DeRocher.
DeRocher.
Yeah.
Massin DeRocher.
Yeah.
Croissant. Something else French. My name is Francois, the French last name. I don't remember what your last name is.
French. Wow, that's nice. Oh, okay.
Right. Well, actually, I was talking to a I haven't actually told you this yet, but I was talking to a guy the other day. I'm not going to say his YouTube. Not going to say his name.
Oh yeah, you mentioned that, but you never said
anything
about
it. Let's call him Freddy.
Yeah, let's call him Freddy.
Right, his name's Freddy.
Right. So there's this Freddy guy, and his mic was broken. Basically, he messaged me on YouTube. I'm not sure whether I messaged him or he messaged me, but however it went, we talked to each other, and then I said to him one time something like, "So yeah, when you get in your mic." Getting a mic, because he messaged me on YouTube saying that we won't be able to actually record anything because we were going to record, and we probably still will be, but he said that his mic was broken, and so I said, "So yeah, when you're getting your new mic back." He wasn't like making conversation at all. He was literally just unsure, that's all he said, kind of thing. And I was just like, okay, like he wasn't even returning anything, like, oh
wait,
yeah,
so did he say it unsure, or just
yeah. He just went unsure, nothing else. I go, "What mic are you going to be getting?" And he goes, I don't know. Okay. 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 Well, when you get your mic, what do you want to do for our video? He goes, I don't know, Minecraft, which is of course what I was thinking.
Minecraft.
Like something Minecraft, and then I go, I was thinking some sort of adventure map. He's just like, I don't know. Just like, well, I was, just, and like, he left it there. I was just like, all right, you know what? This guy, he might be having a bad day or something. I don't know. But he was literally, he wasn't returning anything. He wasn't going, I don't know. Possibly this, that, like survive again, something like that. He literally just don't know. And then. Couple, I want to say like a week or so later, he goes, I've got my mic back, and I'm just like, all right, sweet. In like half an hour, do you want to go, or like in 30 minutes, do you want to get in a call? So he's just like, yeah, and then I go, hey, you busy? He says to me something like, no, just watching some TV. I'm just like, oh, all right. So he's actually kind of making conversation. I go, oh, okay, maybe in like 30 minutes do you want to get in a call and stuff? He goes, yeah, sure. I go, and then 30 minutes later I say, you want to get in a call? He says, maybe. I'm just like, maybe I want to get out of a call. I'm just like, okay. and then he just goes,
so just
okay.
Like at this point he's just like douchebag level 10, right?
Yeah. Like, I was just like, this guy's kind of awkward. I'm not sure whether he was going to be awkward to speak to. I'll get to it in a minute where we actually spoke for the first time. Oh, my God. I go, okay, awkward face. He literally goes, okay. Nothing else. I'm just like, I'm not sure if that's a yes or a no. He goes, I'll tell you that is definitely not a no. I was just like, so can I call you? He goes, definitely not no. I'm just like,
definitely not no.
Isn't that a double negative?
Yeah, so
then no.
Yeah, call me, sure.
Yeah, and then I was just like, so I called him, and then for the first time we were talking, he goes, hello. I'm just like, hi. You know, normal.
That's right. Super awkward when someone like tries to talk to you, and then.
No.
And then he just goes, hi.
And then I'm just like, I don't know what to say. Because he didn't go, oh, hi, I was just doing something. I was just, he literally just goes, hi. And then there's a little awkward, like, silence for, I want to say around 10 seconds. He says nothing. All I can hear is, like, I don't know, his microphone kind of little buzz type fan thing in the background. And then I go, oh, I wanted to make conversation somehow. So I was just kind of clicking on my mouse and putting my microphone next to it. I was just literally kind of going like that, and then like kind of just randomly just going, and then he just go, and then all I hear in the background from him is literally just like, what are you doing? And he just goes, sorry, sometimes I just slam my hands on my keyboard. I'm just like, okay. I'm just like, is this kid got something wrong with him? I don't want to be mean. Like, please don't, like, what's the word? Judge me by this. But I didn't want to be like, oh, God, please don't tell me he's, like, I don't know, disabled or something. Like, I'm just, like, I don't have anything wrong with it. But if he was, I'd just kind of I'd be all right with it. And I'll kind of talk to him more about it. But no, he's not, I don't think. And then he literally was just going, just like, why are you slamming your hands on your keyboard? And he just goes to me, oh, you know, I just do it sometimes. I'm just like, okay.
Just do it sometimes. Wow.
And then,
sounds like the life of the party.
Yeah.
And then it sounds
pretty exciting. I want to have some coffee with this kid sometime.
and then in the background I hear his mum talking, and I go, and all I hear is like this, like it sounds probably like 4-year-old going, ah! I was just like,
what?
Yeah, all I hear in the background just, ah! And then it's like, stop. I'm just like, hello. Hello. And then there's no talking for like 10 minutes. And then just like, what the fuck is wrong with this person? I'm just like, dude, this is really awkward. I don't know what to do. And then I get the nerve to just go. And then he comes back and goes, sorry, that was my brother screaming in the background. Let me just shut my door. And then I was just like, oh, all right, what's wrong? Do you need to do something? And he goes, no, sometimes, he, no, what was it? It's something like he needs to get into the bath and he was running around naked, screaming. I was just like, oh my god, dude, you've just met me and you're telling me all of this detail? And then I'm just like, all right, so time passes by and I'm just like, all right, so do you want to go, on some Minecraft mini games or something and do a, so it won't be super awkward, like when we talk and stuff on camera and stuff like that. And then, oh, wait a minute. Yeah, and then, and he goes, all right, yeah, sure. I go, do you want to play some mini game or something? Do you want to go on a Hypixel server? He goes, I'm on Hypixel server. Are you psychic? Are you, yeah. I'm just like, are you okay? He goes, yeah, are you psychic? I'm just like, no, I'm just like,
psychic. No, that's just coincidence.
I was just like, no, just that's, it's a good man, it's a good thing and stuff. And I was just like, oh god. And so I go, oh, I kick my wall, like by accident. Like sometimes I swing my feet, and I kicked my wall. And I go, oh shit. He goes, oh, you said a no word. You said a
bad, he literally said that. How old is this kid?
Said a no word.
How old is this kid?
This kid, I don't know. He must be like 13, 12, like 12.
And he said a no word.
Okay, so, oh, you said a no word. I was just like, sorry.
How did you even meet this kid? Hold the phone. What possessed you to even say, hey, we should Skype sometime?
I didn't know. I heard him speaking like in his videos and stuff like that. And then I was just like, oh, this kid sounds all right. He doesn't sound too bad. And then I get in a call with him, and then he's like this. I'm just like, what the fuck is wrong with this kid compared to his videos? Holy, he changes shit so much. and then he goes, oh, you said a bad word. You said a no word. I'm just like, I'm so sorry. Do you get this right? He doesn't actually mean it. I go, sorry. Do you not want me to swear or something? So I don't mind. And then he goes, no, it's fine. You can swear if you want. I'm just like,
then why make the big deal about it?
Yes. Like honestly, it was so awkward. And then this is when I'm just like, this is the day that Payday came out, so it wasn't too long ago. It was a couple days ago. And then I'm just like, oh yeah, I want to go play Payday badly, like really, really badly. And then I go, oh,
really badly. And I know he says that.
And then basically I go, yeah. Like, I'm not even saying yeah to anyone. I'm just literally just going, yeah. And then I just go, no! No one asks me a thing. I just go, yeah, no! I mute my mic for a second. And then I go, sorry, I have to go. He goes, oh, what do you have to do? I'm just like, shit. I'm just like, what? And then I mute my mic again. Just like, all right, think, Harry, think. I'll come up in, I'll mute my mic. I'm just like, yeah, I'll come up in a minute.
I would have purposely said something ridiculous. Like, my mom just set my house on fire. That way he knows I'm fucking lying.
I was just like, okay, I'll be up in a minute. He goes, what do you have to do? And I was just like, oh, sorry, I have to go. He goes, what do you need to do? I was just like, oh, I'll just have to go clean my room. He goes, oh, that's annoying. I'm just like, see you later.
Talk to you.
And then he just goes, all right, bye.
He literally did that.
Yeah, and I'm just like, bye. And then he gets halfway through it. I just ended the call, just like, screw this. This is
it, though. Oh my god.
If that was me, I would, when he said hi at the beginning of the conversation,
I'd have been like, nope.
I would have just gone off and said, yeah, I don't like you. You sound stupid.
But
I just imagine you doing that as right, well.
Real quick.
But you would do it right, but if you would do it, it'd be in a British accent, so it'd be okay.
So it'd be okay. Oh my god.
That's it.
Alright. So I gotta real quick say this because it's a gaming podcast. We need to talk about
we
something.
We haven't even brought up a game yet.
I know, but it is a gaming podcast, so we have to say something about games. So
hey,
Mario,
it's fun. There we go.
No, and like in November the Xbox One and the PlayStation 4 is coming out. Is anybody getting any one of those? Because I know
I might be getting the Xbox One. I might be getting that first. If I am going to get it, which I probably will do, I'm going to get that.
All right, so, Brandon.
Wow, the most updated system I have is a Super Nintendo.
Wow, okay. So I'm guessing you're a PC gamer. I'm mainly Xbox, so yeah, it's not which one I'm going to get first. Well, it's not which one I'm going to get.
Xbox One. I'm not going to hate on it. I'm not going to be biased by anything. But what do you guys think about it? Like, the Xbox One.
Honestly, I don't care because it's Microsoft. I love everything about Microsoft.
I'm an Xbox guy, so I think. Oh yeah, this is a pretty good console. The only thing I'm really not liking is the price. Like, seriously, the thing is, a US is like
it's so much. Like, it's so expensive because 500? I think it's actually 600.
Oh my god!
No, it's so expensive because the Kinect. That's why the PlayStation is so cheap compared to it. It's just $100 difference. The Kinect is $100 itself.
Yeah.
That's why it's like a giant difference. Like, PlayStation has something like the Kinect, and it's $100. But if they would make you buy it, it'd be like the same price.
Oh, here we go.
That's why it's a giant difference.
I don't know, just a bit of information. It's £429 for people in UK, and it's like, if I just quickly switch... Sorry, I'm on Amazon, like, right now, just trying to get the prices in case. Oh, shit. All right, don't worry. Don't worry. I'll say in a minute. Carry on. No,
because the thing is, I'm going to get both of them because of the games that are just for the Xbox One and the PlayStation 4.
That's the only reason I have. I'm sure Magic Tricks on the Street can afford that.
Yeah, I could. No. Because the thing is that's why I have the Xbox 360 and the PlayStation 3. It was whenever I bought... The Xbox One, because I already pre-ordered that.
Oh my god! Sorry, I just want to say something quickly. Right.
Okay,
well, first of all, it's $500 for the US, and two. You know, on Amazon, it comes up frequently brought together.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So it will do like a percentage and all that crap to sum it up.
Yeah.
Frequently brought together is the Xbox One and the PS4.
Oh wow! Lot of people buy both of them.
Wow.
That's great.
Wow, that's insane.
No, but like, whenever I was going to buy it, I was like, okay, which one do I want first? And my dog's barking in the background. I might go in there and just like kick the living shit out. No, I'm kidding. No,
Have you guys looked up like the specs or whatever you want to call it on the Xbox One and PS4?
Why? I hate... Oh my god, I was going to say that too. People do that. Like, did you look up the specs? It is a console. It is made for gaming. Why do you care about the specs?
I'm not talking about the specs. I'm talking about... Okay, that was the wrong word. I'm sorry. But like...
What's good about it.
What's bad about it. If you look that up.
I've heard like Machinima and that lot talking about it, so it's like fine. So like, yeah. I don't know. They have different views and stuff, and then sometimes it confuses me because the other day Machinima was talking about Xbox One on their channel, and I was looking at it, and people in the comments were saying how they were wrong and stuff, and then I went on Amazon because I think they were talking about prices at one point. This is a while back when no one knew much about it, and they were talking about prices, and then so I go on Amazon, I check it, and that's true. I was so confused to which was like the real thing or not. So
no,
now I don't know what's true and what's false because with Xbox One and PS4 and everything, it's just so confusing. Yeah, but yeah.
No, because the thing is, well, Machinima aren't they like partnered with Microsoft because they have that Machinima app on Xbox?
Yeah, I think so. They became partnership, yeah.
Wouldn't they purposely say everything good about the Xbox One and nothing bad about it?
I don't know, it depends really, because they do those things, don't they, like the...
Well, yeah, they get paid by Microsoft, they're not going to be like, if we were sponsored by Apple, I'm not going to be like, oh, Apple sucks dicks. I'm sponsored by them, dude. <does. laughs> Okay, wow, that's nice.
No, like, they say that what their opinion is, of course, like... I don't think they're like.
What their opinion is. Their opinion is changed by Microsoft.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no. The thing is,
they're saying that to like almost 9 million people as well. So.
Yeah, but like I'll even say it. PlayStation 4 is off the bat way better than the Xbox One. Mm-hmm. I'm just getting the Xbox One. Because I'm an Xbox dude, that's why.
Exactly, plus the PS3, I always feel has like a tiny, like, probably like a 0.2 second delay on the controller. Like, I'll click left, 0.2 seconds later, it'll kind of move. So, like, you know when you kind of... Have you ever brought a game on, like, PC, and then you kind of move your mouse, and then the cursor moves, like, a bit slower?
Yes.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Payday 2 kind of does that, too.
Yeah, exactly. But I've gotten used to that, even though it's only been out for 3 days. Yeah. But I bet... No, 4 days.
We've been playing it a lot.
So much, seriously.
If anybody listening does not have Payday 2, go get Payday. It is so worth the $25.
Such a good game.
Yes. Okay. Oh, my God.
Be right back.
I think he's going to buy the game.
I wouldn't be surprised. I haven't seen many YouTubers actually put it up, but... Oh, actually, in fact, yeah, I got my YouTube subscription feed, and it just comes up three people have already played it. I'm just like, oh, okay, maybe not, but yeah.
Well, yeah, Payday 2 is a good game.
But, it's definitely a good game, go get it.
Current balance is 27 cents. I don't think that's enough.
No, you're about 2 cents off. Oh, shit. All right, no. Crap, what were we talking about? The Xbox One and the PlayStation 4. But no, the PlayStation 4 is a lot better than the Xbox One.
Thank you.
For everything that they've done. Because, like, Xbox One, you can't play used games because you have that, like, code thing.
God, that sucks. I hate that. I don't like that either.
My Xbox One? No. They got rid of the DRM, which I think it's a...
No, you always have to be online. Yeah, they got rid of that.
And also, Machinima said as well that they've gotten rid of it. I was just talking about how I don't believe some things. But yeah, yeah, anyway.
No, but like, they've gotten rid of two things, though.
They've gotten rid of the two best things that everyone was worried about and stuff like that.
No, they haven't completely gotten rid of the, like, used games, because you can trade games with people. But, like, you have to give somebody... Yeah, you have to give your game to somebody. They go do that whatever they need to do on the Xbox One. And then you take their game and do whatever you need to do on the Xbox... On your Xbox One. And there's like, a 30-day delay. So you have to wait 30 days to get the game. To actually be able to play the game on your thing. But they also...
kind of annoying, actually.
Yeah, they also took off...
Oh, yeah. Like, the new Call of Duty comes out, and then you have to wait 30 days to get it.
Yeah.
Even though within that 30 days, you could have probably gained the money to get it.
No, because, like, if you get a new game, you automatically go on it. It's just if you trade games, that's what you have to do.
Yeah, like, if I got the Xbox One, you got the Xbox One, I got Call of Duty Ghosts, but you didn't, right? I got it the first day. I play it. I send it to you, but you have to wait 30 days... But within those 30 days...
No, you can't just send it to me. I have to send you a game.
Oh, so is it like... Oh, so literally, you have to send me a game.
Yes, that's the only way that...
Yeah, you can't just give somebody something.
Yeah, you can't just give somebody your game. No, you have to, like... trade them something.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they also took off the thing where the Kinect thing always has to be plugged in and it always has to be on. They no longer have that. You can unplug it, but you just can't do the features like... That if you had the Kinect, and I was like, no, duh, why even say that? But no, they took that off, and everybody was like, oh my god, I don't want it because it can watch me because it's a camera that's always on. And I'm like, don't you have a laptop and an iPhone that does the same exact thing?
No. It's control. It can be. It used to, when like beforehand. It was going to be controlled by the government, and it would be like your own kind of CCTV. And it would be like, so like, if they're only allowed to look at it, if they've got complete raw evidence of you doing something illegal or something like against the law or stuff like that.
Yeah.
Cause then they can turn it on, or that it would be constantly recording. Then they could just like turn it on, look at that day, see what you've been doing, what's been happening and things like that. But now it's gone. Everyone's stopped worrying, which is good. Because, I mean, there was no need to worry anyway.
Yeah. Unless you were a terrorist, then you kind of had something to worry about. But I don't think a terrorist is literally going to... I don't think Osama bin Laden, whenever he was alive, took time out of his day to go, I'm going to go play Xbox 360.
I'm going to go watch Netflix.
Oh, I'm sure he did.
He's going to catch up on The Walking Dead and stuff like that.
I'm pretty sure Adolf Hitler, right? Like, in between those breaks where he would not, where he wasn't, like, yelling at people to do things in German, he was going inside and watching Lost on Netflix.
Yeah, he was going on Hulu and stuff and watching New Girl.
Yeah.
Watching the entire every season of Sex and the City.
Yeah, that's what he would do. That's what he would do in the spare time. It's in the history books. You can check.
Yeah, we all learned it in history class.
Yep.
When he died with his secretary, he was actually holding the box set for The Walking Dead.
Yeah. He died with the one. That's hilarious. I would love to see like a Photoshop picture of that. Just like Hitler in a room dead with The Walking Dead in his hand. Just like, I didn't get to finish the third season.
Oh, that'd be so funny.
I died before the season finale. God damn it.
Oh, that'd be so annoying.
Oh, like, Breaking Bad.
If I was very old, I don't know, I might die in a couple of days or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but I had like an addiction to this one series. That'd be so annoying. Like just before it ends, you just die, and I'd just be like, oh,
you didn't get to know the ending.
Yeah, you don't get to see it, and you just be like, fuck you. Oh, fuck. It'd just be so annoying.
Yeah, but the season finale of which Breaking Bad came out the other day.
I didn't get to watch it.
I'm still catching up.
Am I the only person who doesn't watch that show?
I think so, maybe. I don't
know. It's like Duck Dynasty, I don't watch that either.
I don't watch that either, because it's stupid.
I think I've heard of it, but I don't watch it. I don't think it shows...
Breaking Bad?
Yeah, I'm not sure whether it, like, airs in the UK, I'm not sure. Let me see.
Well, AMC is an American...
Oh yeah, see, we watch it like we'll watch everything from like AMC usually on Fox or something, even though it's the shittest thing ever.
Yeah, we have BBC America,
and BBC America,
yeah, British Broadcasting Channel.
Yeah, is that what it is? My like, god,
yeah, that's what we have.
British Broadcasting Channel
America.
That's what it is. We have it. We have that. And it's like, just like
if you go on apple.com, you have to go www.apple.com/UK. Just how does that make any sense? /UK. Yeah.
Was it like a separate website or something? Or a separate domain?
Yeah. Like it'll be like all of the money and stuff.
Well, it's probably like, connected to like different servers and stuff.
Oh yeah, of course. But it's just like, why would you have to put /UK? Why don't you just put like I don't know.
Instead of .com/UK.
Yeah, what's the point? They probably got an explanation, but and everyone's probably yelling. But
We also have CBC America. Which is Canada's
thing. CBT.
Yeah, we have like all the
The amount of gaming this gaming podcast is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Well, so far we've talked about Payday 2.
Yeah.
And next gen consoles, so I think that's pretty
good. Oh, dude, did you guys see the Dead Rising or whatever it is?
Three? Dead Rising 3.
Yes.
Oh my god, did you see that? I cannot wait for that.
Oh, me either. I'm like, oh, I want that so bad. It looks so good.
It's that one that literally everyone loved, like almost instantly. It was an Xbox One game. It was one when you can get into robots, control them.
I have no idea. I think, watch, I actually Google search it real quick. Dead Rising. Rising 3. Yeah, no, Dead Rising 2 is more like a funny type game, where it was just like a giant fleet of zombies, and you're in a mall, and you just like push over the zombies.
But now it's outside, you could,
get in cars and stuff, yeah.
You can get your phone out, use smart glass, click, I want my missile to go there, it will come down on the screen. I find that when he did that in that press conference thing, in that announcement show, magic and blah blah blah, I was just like, oh my god! I was just like, oh my Jesus Christ! I was amazed.
I like it because it's more serious than the other ones. Like the zombies actually look kind of scary and not so much. Funny.
They don't look so much. Yeah,
they don't look too funny, like in the first and second, kind of punch them and kind of laugh and stuff.
You want to go around and be like, "Oh, I don't want to die because I want to get to this point." But Dead Rising, Dead Rising 2 was a lot more.
Yeah, it was more funny because you can like dress up as women and stuff like that, and the way you
I'm so like old school here. Hold on, I've only played Dead Rising 1. What happened in 2?
I never played Dead Rising 1. Ooh, 2 was more of a funny game.
That is game Titanfall Oh my god. Have any of you guys...
Nah.
Titan, no.
No.
Oh, I'll probably have to show you after like the podcast or if you... Whatever. But yeah, honestly, it's so good. Oh. Watch Dogs. Anyone heard of that?
Yes.
Dude.
Yes, I have. Isn't that like the sequel to Heavy Rain?
The what, sorry?
Isn't it the sequel to Heavy Rain?
I'm not sure. I haven't heard much about...
Google search real quick. I just need to keep Google up right here. Watch...
But yeah, but it's just Dogs. The graphics look insane. All he needs to...
Yes, it is. It is. I've heard of it. Yes, that's the sequel to Heavy Rain, I think.
Oh, it's sweet. But yeah, dude,
it looks... Just the way I like it.
He can just kind of just go around. For those who haven't heard of it, if they have, then whatever, still listen. But yeah, basically, you're just a normal guy, but apart from the fact that you can hack into anything, without wires, just literally with your brain, with your eyes, whatever, and literally you can hack into anything, anyone, but you have to have 4 seconds to do it, I think it is. And sure. Like, you can hack into your own phone and just control it and stuff. So like, basically, I'm trying to think of
point of view.
My point of view.
Yeah, because you said you don't like the newest console you have is the Nintendo what? The Nintendo 64, right?
I said Super Nintendo.
Oh, Super Nintendo.
No, man. I have a Wii. Like, honestly, Wii. I'm very out of this conversation because everyone yells at me when I tell them this, and they probably should because I've never played Skyrim.
Never played? I haven't either.
Really?
No, I've played it. Mm-hmm. I've played it quite a lot, but like, It's one of those games where it's a really good game, definitely.
It's free roam.
But sometimes...
Is there a storyline, is what I want to know. Is there like an actual storyline to it that you have to do?
Well, there used to be an old...
Grand Theft Auto?
No, it's not Grand Theft Auto. Basically, it's...
Skyrim and Grand Theft Auto.
No, because you know how like Grand Theft Auto, you know how like in Grand Theft Auto, you can just go around, just kill people and do whatever you want. There's no like storyline that you have to follow, and you're like, oh, what's this? You just don't care. You just go around killing people and robbing things.
Yeah, there is a storyline. Is that like what Skyrim is? No one ever does it.
Exactly. No, is that in Skyrim?
No. Skyrim is an open world game. Like you can walk around and stuff and like kill shit, get coins, and stuff like that. And then, basically, spoiler alert, if any of you haven't played Skyrim, which you guys haven't, but
I'm probably never going to play it.
conversation.
Yeah, because I mean, there's Skyrim Online's coming out this year anyway, but apart from that, basically what it is at the beginning, there's a little cutscene I wouldn't say cutscene, but you're like on a little trailer being taken away to be executed because you're a thief, like you stole something or whatever, mm-hmm. and then you're just about to be executed before you get people are getting executed and stuff. Like one guy tries to run away, gets shot, and then another guy gets executed, and then they hear loads of noise in the sky. They're just like, what the fuck? And well, they don't say that. They're just more you know, sophisticated about it, and they're just like, oh, what is that noise? And then you almost get your head chopped off. Like you're down there with your head on
the hole, forward
type thing. And then they're just about to kill you. And then a dragon kind of thing just goes up onto like this big tower, starts breathing fire. And then you have to basically just get out of that town. And then there's nothing much to there. Like I haven't actually played the storyline too much. I literally just go around just killing trolls and stuff.
So yeah, it's kind of like Grand Theft Auto in that way.
Yeah, you can do the Grand Theft Auto tight style.
Like, yeah, I don't like Grand Theft Auto. That's why I never played it.
Hey, yo, guys, quick question: favorite Grand Theft Auto game? Go.
None.
What, Mason? Get a job. Come on.
I don't like Grand Theft Auto.
And you sitting on the street doing magic tricks for 50 cents a piece is not a job. Come on, Harry. Favorite Grand Theft Auto game?
Just don't like Grand Theft Auto.
Four. Grand Theft Auto 4. No, San Andreas.
Yes! Thank you! Harry is the man. Mason is the douche canoe.
That's nice. I'm the douche now. Okay, awesome. No, but I just never. Sorry, I don't like that. No. I don't like it. I just don't like Grand Theft Auto because it's no storyline and you have nothing to do.
No story. What is what?
You just go around killing people.
Do you have an Xbox?
Yeah.
You need to go buy San Andreas and tell me there's no storyline.
Do I own a Grand Theft Auto game? No.
Storyline out of anything. What?
Do I own a Grand Theft Auto game? No.
That's why I say go get one.
No, but
you know what?
I don't even like Saints Row that much. The only time I ever play is if I go to my friend's house and they're like, hey, you want to play Saints Row? And I'm like, yeah, sure.
Mason, friends, don't make me laugh.
Oh, here we go. Like, anyone else do this? Like, go around someone's house, right? There's some people's houses where when you go around, you'll be sitting there, you'll be bored out of your head, and you'll feel hungry, but you don't want to
I hate that.
You don't
want to
sleep around someone's house because you'll get really hungry and you don't want to go take their food and stuff.
Yeah, because you don't want to just be like, dude, I'm hungry, and then just go in their fridge and steal all their food.
Yeah, exactly. And then, what is it? Sometimes
I remember I did that. I'm going to say it's Trey's name because it's not that bad. I went to Trey's house one time and I got so hungry. I opened up the fridge, he had like a bottle of ketchup. I was like, I am so hungry, and he has nothing to eat. And I don't like going to his house because he doesn't eat anything but pizza rolls, pepperoni pizza.
At least it's food. Like literally, the past week of I'm not even joking. This is a real story. At my house, the past week, I'm next week. Sound like I'm like 5 years old. But we haven't had groceries in the house for like a week, and all that's in that fridge is half a bottle thing of pasta sauce. And like a quarter thing full of lemon juice. That's it. We don't even have bread or butter or anything. Just, yeah.
Just
thank
just
you.
Pasta
That's
sauce.
My spiel for the day. Just pasta sauce and lemon.
What is that?
I don't know.
Mason, pasta is a Italian food that originated sometime before the 2000s.
Oh no, because you guys know how you have those French fry things with like barbecue sauce on them, or whatever.
Yeah.
Is it called poutine or whatever?
Protein.
Oh, yeah, that's Canadian.
What is it called? How do you say it?
Poutine.
Yeah, we don't have that in America. So I was thinking, pasta.
In America?
Dude, no.
Speaking about America, you've never heard of Kinder, have you?
Kinder?
I love Kinder.
Describe it.
Kinder.
Probably. Oh, you don't know what Kinder is?
If you described it, I might know.
Wasn't Kinder banned in America?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is. So what is
dude,
that?
You are missing out on so much.
I don't know what that is.
It's chocolate.
Oh, chocolate. Oh.
The best.
It's a type of chocolate.
Yeah. You described this to me. Yeah, we have Hershey's.
We have that too. Kinder
we have Hershey's. We sell Hershey's, but it's
Getting back on the topic of how do you say it? Pasta?
Pasta.
You mean pasta.
No, you not know.
Just that little awkwardness between it. How do you say it? Pasta? Pasta.
Pasta.
Is that better for you? Spaghetti?
Pasta. No, because there's a difference between spaghetti and pasta.
What's wrong with you? Why didn't you pronounce pasta? That's stupid.
That's how you say it.
You said pasta. What the heck?
Because that's how I thought you said it.
No one said pasta.
Oh, God, I cannot wait to listen to this.
What are you leading into? What's your question? I'm lost.
I thought it was different. I thought it was, like, two different things.
Okay.
Like, we have corn dogs. You guys might not have corn dogs.
Corn dogs. They're pretty uncommon.
We don't have corn... Well, you probably sell corn dogs in different places,
Dude, we sell fucking corn dogs on the side of the street.
Really?
Yeah, we have these cart things that... I don't know, they're like big. Pretty much, yeah. So you just cart things with like umbrellas on them. And you just, if you want a hot dog, you just walk up to one of those things, grab a hot dog, put your money in the jar, and then leave.
Yeah,
America call pizza places like pizzerias or something.
Well, the thing is, we really don't call them pizzerias because there's not that many of them. So like every once in a while, like you have Sicily's Pizza, CC's Pizza, JJ's Pizza, stuff like that.
Piss on the floor.
Oh yeah. Oh, did I ever tell you about that Ren and the lady in Abercrombie that made her son pee on the floor?
No.
No. All right. So I was in Abercrombie one time. Is that how you say it? I've never known how to say that.
Abercrombie. I don't know. No.
We'll say, because you know how it's Abercrombie and Fitch? Yeah. I'll just say Fitch.
Fitch.
So I was in a Fitch store, and I was waiting in line. And
the
this,
Fitch store? That sounds so terrible.
Yeah.
Fish and chips. Woo.
Yeah. So then this lady walks up to a counter. It's this little emo kid that works the cash register. And she goes, "Where's the bathroom?" So then they go, "Okay, we don't have a bathroom in this store. You'd have to go to the store next to us because it's like an outlet mall." So the lady goes, "Let my son use the bathroom." And after like maybe like 3 minutes after they were fighting, she goes, "If you don't let my son use the bathroom, he will pee on the floor." So I was okay. That's whenever I got interested. And I was like, all right, I want to see this kid pee on the floor. I was like, because this kid's never going to pee on the floor. So then maybe 30 seconds went by. She goes, "Jordan, piss on the floor." The kid just walks up to the cash register, like, puts his, well, not the cash register, like, the counter, puts his stomach against the counter, and just starts peeing on the floor.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and then he finishes, because, like, while everybody's just, like, so surprised that this kid is peeing on the floor, he hurries and finishes, and then they just leave the store.
Just pisses on the floor and leaves.
So, yeah.
Date, sir.
So, okay. So then I was, like, I was at a different cashier in a different line, and, so I'm looking at the cashier, and he goes, "That is disgusting." And the lady was, I don't want to be racist, African-American. And then the people in front of me were also African-American. They look at the cashier that said, "Oh, that's disgusting." Then they go, "What, are you racist or something?" So I'm like, what? How is he racist? He was just saying that's disgusting. So then the African-American people that were standing in front of me went to the other cashier next to the cashier that they were already waiting in line for, and go, and like, because they were so mad that this little emo kid goes, "Oh, that's disgusting." They moved out of line so frustrated and angry, and then look at the other cashier, happy as can be, and go, and just put their stuff on the table. And I'm just like, what? Like, it was just so confusing for me to see. It was like watching the third episode of the last season of Lost and then trying to figure out what happened throughout the whole series. That's how confusing it was. Okay? I was just like, oh my god. So then I walk up to the cashier and I put my stuff on the counter. And then they walk out. And like, while they're walking out, because I'm looking behind me, they stick the bird at this cashier. Okay? I'm like, why are you so mad that he stated that it was disgusting? And I thought it was, I just thought it was absolutely fucking ridiculous.
So yeah, we think now that Captain Sparkles gets his subscribers.
Yeah, we think that's how Captain Sparkles got his subscribers.
His mom went up to him and he was just like, "Jordan, do you want 5 million subscribers?"
You have to pee on the floor.
And he's just like, yeah. He's piss on the floor.
And that's what he does every day to gain subscribers. He just goes in the middle of his living room and just pees on his coffee table.
You know, a store is fancy when they don't have a public bathroom. Quote. Speaking of Lost, actually, you guys ever watched that show?
No, I watched like the first maybe 6 episodes of like the third season. It was just
You know, people are gonna moan at me, but no, I haven't actually seen it. I don't even know what it's about or anything.
I just never got into it.
Come on, guys! I just like 3 days ago, I finally finished it. Like the last episode, that is such a good series. You guys need to watch it.
That's how.
I probably will one day. It's probably going to be like one of my bucket list type things. Just be like, go back, watch Lost.
No, because for me to get into a TV show is kind of odd. Because the way I got into Breaking Bad is like somebody made a Breaking Bad parody of one of Taylor Swift's songs. So I was like, that's funny. I should go watch Breaking Bad because I didn't get any of this. And that's how I got into Breaking Bad. Then Walking Dead, I was like, The Walking Dead is a popular series. Everybody likes it. I should go watch it. That's how I got into it.
This kind of quotes me and Mason's Atlantic Survival fight, if you remember that, which we haven't done in a while. Anyway.
Yeah, we haven't done that in a long time.
I started watching Lost because of Skitscape and FODs or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because
they loved it. And, you know, when I was bored and it was on Netflix and I saw it, I was like, okay, I'll watch it. And I was like, it was worth it. I spent 100 hours of my life watching that show.
100 hours. Oh my god, that's like a week.
Can you not do math?
No.
There's 24 hours in the day. 24 fits to 100 at least. How many are in a week? That doesn't even make sense. Come on.
Four guys. Times. About around four times.
Okay, I was a few days off, alright? What's that movie? What's that movie with, what's that movie? Okay, what's that movie? Where the dude
that's
gets...
like, that's like, we're gonna take a shortcut to McDonald's, right? Oh, that was really American. Okay, we're gonna take a shortcut to Subway. And then you get there, and it's like, oh, it's only a few days off.
Like, you that was only a few days off. That's nice. Wow, okay. No, because you know that movie with the guy who gets his arm stuck in a rock?
And has... 127 hours.
Yes. Wasn't that... Isn't 127 hours a week?
127 hours.
Yeah, because he had his arm stuck in a in the rock for a week.
100.
So I have a calculator.
All right, you know what? No, times screw it. Seven. Okay, I'm equals... a stupid American. No. You go on eating your freaking fish and chips or French fries. And I'll chill here eating my McDonald's and Wendy's.
I'll eat Canadian bacon.
It's over 5 days that he was there. He was there for around 5 days. Yeah, because... Wait a minute. Wait. Oh, shit. I need to load a calculator thing on my computer again. 24 times 5 equals 120. So, yeah, around five days.
Oh, well, they said it was a week.
All right.
In the movie, I think they said it was a week. Oh, well.
I don't know.
Whatever. Doesn't really matter.
No.
But,
nope.
What were we talking about before that? Yeah. Dude. All right. Brandon, you live in what part of Canada?
The cold part?
The cold part?
So you live up in north?
Northern Canada.
No, I live in... Do you guys study Canada and America?
Like, what? Okay, what province?
Manitoba.
No. Okay, do you have... What? Do you have...
Sorry, carry on.
Okay, do you have White Castle there?
White Castle?
Yeah.
No.
The fast food restaurant?
You know, like...
What about In-N-Out Burger?
In-N-Out Burger?
Dude, I wish we
In-N-Out had... Burger. I think there's one in Winnipeg.
Okay.
Yeah.
What else don't...
We have McDonald's.
You guys have so much connection. Like, you're just like, oh yeah, what province? And you're just like, blah, blah, blah. I'm just like, yeah, I live in.
I know nothing. Okay, I know nothing about the UK. I'm sorry. The only place I know is Doncaster. I'm not even sure of what that is.
I know. I know Manchester. Chester, however you say it.
London.
Yeah.
And I'm not even sure if that's like the equivalent to a province or just a city.
I think it is just a city.
Well, London's the capital. I fucking hope so. I hope I'm getting one. Sometimes I just forget things. I should really remember them, but I just forget.
What's Doncaster? I need to know.
Doncaster.
I love how he says that. Say that again.
Doncaster.
Okay, thank you. Is that like a city, or is it like...
Oh, wait a minute. You see the region?
No.
All right, but back
the equivalent to a state, definitely not.
All right, back to the topic of fast food franchises and stuff. People might actually get mad for this, but in Louisiana, we don't have TGI Fridays, In-N-Out Burger, White Castle, or Chipotle.
Oh,
I don't know what any of those are, but In-N-Out Burger.
I know White Castle. Because
Chipotle. If you come to America, that's all anybody ever talks about is Chipotle, okay? Like, 75% of YouTubers have mentioned it in at least one of their videos, something about Chipotle. I'm like, where is this thing at? I've never heard of this, and we don't have it in friggin' Louisiana.
Wow.
Redneckville, USA, yeah.
You guys have Montanas in America?
What?
Montanas.
We have a state called Montana.
Hey, Montana was like, she was hot. clear and simple.
Okay, what's Montana's? What is that? I don't know what that is.
It's like a Western style restaurant.
No, we don't.
Oh, that's lame.
We have steakhouses like left and right in America.
Well, no, it's America. I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, we literally, if you go to any hotel, most likely have a steakhouse in that hotel.
Steakhouse in the hotel.
Yeah.
That's classy.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like a classy steakhouse. It's not like...
Oh, a steakhouse. Yeah.
Like, what, you would have to wear a suit. You would have to wear a suit to get in.
Right now, I feel like the odd one out. Like, you know, like,
I'm sorry. Tell us about your crumpet restaurants up in...
Do you guys have that crumpet restaurant?
What kind of restaurants do you guys have?
We don't have crumpet restaurants.
I just realized that stupid probably sounded.
Oh my god. Crumpet restaurants. That is the best thing I've heard. That's enlightened my whole day now. Honestly, I don't even give a shit. It's like 1 in the morning for me in the UK now. It's probably like 7 or something for you guys.
Yeah, it's 7. Or 3.
7.
Fucking hell. That is amazing. I haven't even...
Well, what do you guys have then, if I'm wrong?
We have a thing called what's it called? We have a thing called the Beef Eater. We have which is basically like a steak kind of thing. We have Harvester, it's called. We have, I don't know any other, I don't know, like, we have a thing called Interwok where I live, like next to where I live.
Oh, do you guys have those I don't know they're called, but they're only in certain states. Because your steak can't be so obese, like, because we have like a chart for the top. We have a chart. It's like, okay, this is the fattest state, which would be like 52 or whatever, and the least fattest state would be 1, and we can't have it in Louisiana, but they have it in other states. They have these things where they make I don't know how to say it, because I want to say turducken.
That sounds disgusting.
No,
that
okay. Just listen. Just listen to what it is. Okay, because I went to one and I loved it so much. All right, this is what it is. It's pretty much they take a chicken. All right, they put it in a duck. Okay.
Yes. Oh, a turducken.
No. Okay, you know what I'm talking about. You know, like the smaller version of this. But they would take that. It's a duck or it's a chicken inside of a duck inside of a turkey.
Right, yeah.
Okay, so then you have that, and then they take that and they put that inside of a pig.
Oh, inside a pig after.
Yeah, so then you put a pig, you put that inside of a pig, and then you put that inside of a deer.
What the fuck?
And then after that, you put that inside of a cow.
Really?
Yeah.
You are taking the piss.
No.
I thought it was only up till the
but
turkey.
But it's like, no, they have those, and like that's allowed in every state, but this is only allowed in certain states. Inside of a cow. But it's like you can't just order it for your table,
So basically, you know, did any of you guys in, like, I don't know, science or whatever, learn, like, predator and prey and all of that stuff, and then, like, it'd be like, I don't know, like, the bird eats the worm, and then, the falcon eats the bird and shit like that, That's basically what it is, and then you're just cooking that and eating it.
No, but the thing is, it's not like you can't just order it for your table. It's like, you know what a buffet is?
Yeah.
Alright, so it's pretty much you go to a buffet and you can just cut like a giant, it's like a giant cake. You just cut a giant slice out of that and just be like, alright, this is for the whole table. Because that's how big those things are. They're just that big.
What would that even taste like?
Oh, dude, it tastes so good. It's just literally, it just tastes like you drank a bottle of barbecue sauce.
This is meat instead of meat. Okay, wow, yeah, only America would have that.
It's
oh my god, this is so racist.
This podcast is gonna go up
and it's gonna be so bad.
I keep calling Mason fat. I already disgraced England by calling your restaurant a crumpet store.
Crumpet restaurant. That is honestly.
Don't make a sleep.
I've met, like, through doing YouTube and stuff, I've met, like, so many people, like people that, like, relate to America somehow, and they've all had different opinions and stuff about England and things like that, and you have had by far the best vision of England ever with your crumpet restaurant.
Crumpet restaurant.
I don't know much about
that is amazing. Oh my god, that is going on Twitter.
Someone make a slam on Canada. No one's done that yet. I feel like I'm the goody-goody here.
There's nothing bad about Canada.
If you ever go to Canada, there's maple syrup. But I think America has more maple syrup, or just more types of syrup. than Canada.
We're not known for our syrup. We're known for our maple syrup.
Yeah, but still, like, we have, like, literally aisles just made for syrup in stores.
Yeah, you see, we have aisles dedicated just for beer. Oh, I guess like alcohol.
We have that too. We have aisles just made for beer and stuff. We literally have walls in Target that are just wine.
Just wine.
Yeah. You know, I always wondered, like, just why there's like a bottle of vodka there, and it's just like, I'll just look at the price. It's like 34 quid. I'm just like, what the fuck? Who the hell is going to pay 34 quid?
Because it gets you drunk.
Quid is like buck. Like, oh yeah, I've got 34 bucks.
Oh, so it's like the equivalent to the dollar. Okay.
No.
Yeah.
Wait, then what's a euro?
They would.
Well, no, it's not equivalent, but that's what it kind of means.
No, like, no, no. Okay.
Like, oh yeah, I got 34 bucks.
Yeah. That's
like for us, it'd be like, oh yeah, we've got 34 quid.
Yeah. Kind of instead of saying pound.
Like. Yeah, you know, instead of saying dollar, it's
because we say instead one saying, U.S. dollar, or you what's your currency in Canada?
We're just dollars too.
Dollars, yeah. And you know how every once in a while, like, people have nicknames for money.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Buck, like, I got 10 bucks. They would say 10 quid.
Oh, it's like the nickname for
yeah.
Oh.
Basically, yeah. Like, I'm just like, who the hell would ever pay?
Well, that's the thing, because it's like crack. That's why people used to pay so much for like a little bitty bag of crack. Because it gets you high.
I suppose I can see what you're coming from, where you're coming from. But you would kind of have to be like, you're just like, yeah, but you're like, you'd probably be like an ad. Actually, yeah, now I say that. I can
well,
see
no, you like, mean. You think, oh, they're not pouring it in the cups, okay? They're pouring it into little bitty shot glasses.
Am I the only one who's doing porn instead of pouring?
Yeah, I thought it's porn. Just like,
porn inside of cups.
Yeah, that's what I thought you said.
Oh, shut up. Oh, well. Yeah, I'm from the South, okay? I'm gonna say some things weird.
South, you have not.
I'm from the UK. I'm from the UK, so you guys, like, people from America, because I've been talking to, like, American, like, a lot more Americans. I think this month I've probably talked to more Americans than to actually, like, English people. Like, seriously, I think I'm talking to so many now. It's unbelievable.
Canadian, I don't count.
Canadian, yeah, but you got like kind of the same accent. Like oh my god,
you guys are probably
just
different.
Like, no, it fucking does. But yeah, like, people are probably just gonna be like, no, we don't. We have different accents, blah blah blah, all of that shit. But
it's not completely different.
To me, you got like you kind of have like you say pasta. I just say pasta.
Oh yeah, that's how you said it, pasta.
I say pasta. You guys go pasta.
Yeah, do I sound any different from Mason? Like, do I just sound American if I didn't tell you I was Canadian?
Some things, like, some things.
Like, wait, what is it? Like,
no, if you told me you were American, I'd be like, wait, he's American, and I wouldn't think anything of it. But if you wouldn't have told me, and I would, like, and I would have to make sense of it, I'd be like, I think he's Canadian. Say A.
A.
No.
Oh.
I don't say that. Like, I might do it from time to time, but I can't, like, just say it and make it sound Canadian. Like, the stereotypical Canadian thing that people think that we talk, none of us talk like that.
I don't know.
I don't even know what the fuck a Canadian accent would sound like. Well, you know what I don't understand? Where the hell accents came from?
Well... Everyone was born in different parts of the world. And
No. Think about it. Okay, like, Americans.
America.
We came from Europe. Wouldn't we still have the same accent?
Well, it got lost.
Yeah, but that person, because everyone's obviously different and everything. So, I don't know. Like, that person that...
Oh, dude, speaking of that... Oh, okay, it's
would have been a lot different to everyone else. Like how I talk, he probably would have talked like that, and then he just kind of talked differently. Like, he probably, like, you know, I don't know whether you know, but I'm kind of relating life to Minecraft. I don't know how, but, like, basically, if anyone knows the mechanics of horse breeding, if you get, like, a horse that's a 4-jumper and a horse that's a 2-jumper, you wouldn't get a 3. You would either get a 2, like a 1.5, or a four, usually. A four. No, not a boar, a four.
I heard a boar. I'm like,
you're going to get a boar. No,
you're going to get a fucking bull from two horses.
But yeah, that's what it'd be like. That's probably what it was like then. Like, they probably did that. They probably had their crazy.
Yeah, but where did we? No. Like, yeah, dude. Okay. If I married or had a child with a British woman, our son.
They would adapt.
And they grew up. And they grew up in America.
We're getting into science now.
And they grew up in America. They wouldn't have a British accent.
No. Of course he wouldn't, because he's adapted to everyone else talking with an American accent.
So who? Okay, like whenever Christopher Columbus and everybody else came to America, whose accent did they adapt to? They had their own accent. So is our accent partially Indian?
Well,
probably. Yeah. He's just mind fucked the entire podcast. Great job. Yeah. Well done. I think we need a round of applause here.
That's great. Awesome.
Well, hold on. Don't people in like England in different parts have different accents?
But yeah, sound kind of the same.
Like there'd be different places, and we'd call it different accents. So like, we wouldn't call it that's an English accent. Some places we'd be like, oh, that's an East London, that's an East End of London.
Well, yeah, because in America,
that's a Scouse accent.
In America, they have different accents. Like in Chicago, they have a weirder accent.
Get the fuck out of here!
Yeah, like get out of here. Yeah, like that. And then you come to the South and they all talk like this. And then you go to anywhere else.
That's like Tennessee, Texas and shit.
Yeah. It's like, where did those accents come from? Did they just pull it out of their ass?
I wonder, like, because you're, like, right next to Texas, aren't you?
Yeah.
Wait, have you ever been to Texas?
Yeah. No. I've lived next to Texas for X amount of years and I've never been to Texas.
I don't fucking know, do I?
Yeah, I've been to Texas, dude.
Alright guys, I think we should wrap this up here.
We still got like 10 minutes left.
I know, but I gotta go.
Alright. Yeah, that's true, because I started the timer. Alright, yeah. So, right,
well, we can carry this on next time, I suppose.
Yeah. Alright, well, thank you guys for watching, and if you enjoyed, go do whatever you do on iTunes with the podcast, and subscribe to Accent Avenue on, YouTube. So I mean that, I guess it's it's a podcast. Yeah,
thanks all right. For listening.
Yeah,
now go magically swagalicious.
Yeah, it would. Oh no. Oh okay, no, I don't. No,
it's over. You can't talk about swag. It's
all
over.
Right. Oh okay, we're all done.
Right, well,
we're
thanks
done.
For listening, guys, and
bye. No swag fags. No swag. All right,
fucking one right. Next to me.
All right, I'm out. All right, thanks for watching. Bye, guys.